Guten Erev Shabbos, Parshas Ekev, Haftorah v'Toymer Tzion Azavani Hashem. So we'd like to focus on two psukim in Birkat Hashem in today's Haftorah. First of all, we have a pasuk in Perek Nun, pasuk Beis. Madua basi ve'ein ish. Kadosh Baruch Hu asks, how come I call to you, I look for you, and I don't find anybody interested in me. I don't find any fans. No one's interested in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Brachos, the Avav of Beis, on this pasuk, says this is referring to when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to a Beis HaKnesses, and he finds that someone's missing. Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Meshach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baal Beis HaKnesses V'lo Yimatza Bo Asara Miyad Hu Kayes. Because Baruch Hu gets angry, Kali Yochel. So Nemar, Madua Basi Ve'einish Karasi Ve'ein Oine. How come I'm coming to Shul? A lot of Mefarshim say it means right away in the morning, whenever there's supposed to be a minyan, and people aren't there. So the Gemara does not answer that maybe they're diving in an outdoor minyan. That doesn't seem to be a solution to the problem, like we'll see Yemir Tashem in a few minutes. Every Gemara we're going to quote today, Yemir Tashem in the Shir, is brought down in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzadi, either in the Mechaber himself or in the Mishnah Berurah. And again, this is brought down in the Halacha. The Navi continues a few pesukim later in Pasuk Yud. Says, "Mi v'chem yirei Hashem shemea b'krol avdai." Who is the Yari Shemayim who listens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu asher holach hasheichim ve'ein noeg aloi, who seems to be going in darkness without any light? Yiftach b'shem Hashem v'yishoyim b'lekov. He should trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, things will become bright for him. And the Gemara, on the same Amen, Ravam Beis and Brachos, the Gemara, it's a drasha, Amar Ravam Barav, Ada, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Karagul, Lovel Beis HaKnesses, V'lo Yibar Yoyim Echad. Someone who was accustomed to coming to Shul, and he's missing out on his shleimus and coming to Shul, he misses a day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashaber, HaKadosh Baruch Hu right away, he says, where is this fellow? Shenemar, mi v'chem yirei Hashem shemeya b'kol avdeh shoholach hasheichem ein noigaloi. In medvar mitzvah holach, if he has a good excuse, noigaloi, it'll be right for him. In medvar reshut holach, if he was involved in his own personal interest, and that's why he didn't come to shul, ein noigaloi. It won't be right for him. And again, this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Now, we'd like to share with you a few other memories from the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch about this topic. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Ches. Gemara says Daf Ches on base. Sorry, Gemara in Brachos Daf Ches on Aleph. Gemara says Amar Yish Lakish. Kol mi sheyesh lo beis haknesses beiroi ve'einoi nichnas sham. Someone has a shul in his city and doesn't go into the shul with his sparrow. Nikra shachin ra. He's called a bad neighbor. Shenemar, the Gemara dashes it from a pasuk in Yirmiyah. There's a shul available and you don't go into it. Gemara says he's called a bad neighbor. V'loy oid, el shegoyim golus loy levano chas hashom, he's goyim golus. Shenemar, the Gemara says he will continue to bring golus upon himself, which means since he didn't want to go out of his farsh mamazbe, he didn't want to go out of his home to sleep the shul because it was too far away, it was inconvenient, so instead chas hashom, midi kenegimid, there will be punished with golus, having to go much farther away for something not good. Then the Gemara says, "Amalei Rabbi Yechon Ikasavi Bavel." Rabbi Yechon was told there's old people living in Bavel, very extremely old people, unusually old people. And the Gemara says that it was explained to him it was because they were going early to shul, and that's why they were zechet arichas yamim. Meaning to say, the Shulchan Aruch brings this, Mishabura brings this, that if someone chas hashalom doesn't go to shul, he's called a shachin ra, he's called a bad neighbor, he's not interested in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he chas hashalom will go to galus. And if he does go, if he's makbid to go, and it's important to him, and he comes early, he'll have an arichas yam. The Lashon of the Rambam, the beginning of Perek Ches in Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam says, "Ula'olam yashkim adam v'yar lebeis haknesses." He should go early and stay late in shul. She'ein tefilasin b'shmas b'chol eis ela bebeis haknesses. Tefillah can only be heard in a basic knesses at all times. B'chol eis, b'chol mi sheyesh loy basic knesses be'iroi ve'ena mispalavoi. In Matzibor, Nikra Shachin Roy is called a bad neighbor. Now the Rambam did something very interesting, because the Gemara, over there on Daf Ches, the Gemara actually says, if someone has Abba Binyamin Oimer, Abba Binyamin says, whoever has a Beis HaKnesses, and he, Ein Tfilasa Shel Adam Yishmas Ela Beis HaKnesses, a person's tefillah can only be heard in a Beis HaKnesses. The only place your tefillah will be heard is a Beis HaKnesses. The Shulchan Aruch actually points out, in Simen Tzadik, if someone's an Oynes, someone has a very good excuse why he can't go, excuse that will work in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then his tefillah could be heard without it. But otherwise, tefillah is only heard in Beis HaKnesses. But the Rambam adds, She'ein tefillasi nishmas b'chol eis, ela Beis HaKnesses. What does the Rambam mean when he adds the words b'chol eis? So Lechem Mishnah and Kesem Mishnah both explain, b'chol eis means as follows. It's possible that a person's tefillah will be heard if he davens b'tzibur, because the Gemara tells us, b'nis tefillasi l'cha Hashem eis ratzim. When is it b'eis ratzim? When someone davens with a tzibur. So you daven with a tzibur, then your tefillah will be heard. But if you're davening b'yachidus, alone, then only way it's going to work is if you're in a Beis HaKnesses. Again, unless if you're an Oynes. But otherwise, you have to be in the shul if you're davening alone. Someone's davening with a tzibur, then there's a machloikis, it might work without it. We'll get back to that in a moment. The Ar Sameach says an amazing thing. Everybody knows, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, Dirsho Hashem b'himatzai k'u b'yosikar. The Gemara says, Dirsho Hashem b'himatzai k'u b'yosikar. When is this? When is the special time Hashem's close? The Gemara says, Aseres Yimei Tshuva. The Gemara continues and says, that's only for a yachid. For a tzibur, it's all times. Tzibur, all year round, if he's with, if someone's davening with tzibur, it's the same as Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So you don't have to wait for Aseres Yimei Tshuva. You have it all year round if you daven with tzibur. Says the Ar Sameach, that's what the Rambam means when he says b'chol eis. She'ein tefillasi nishmas b'chol eis el Beis HaKnesses. He says, speaking about a yachid, someone's davening with Aramanyan. Davening with Aramanyan, you have to wait for Aseres Yimei Tshuva, or instead, you can have Aseres Yimei Tshuva all year round, even b'yachid, if you go to a shul. Now what about if someone has an option to daven in one place with a minyan, or in a shul without a minyan? Why is it considered better? Again, someone has a halachic question, should I daven in shul without a minyan? Or, let's say the shuls are closed, you can sneak in and daven by yourself, or you want to daven with a minyan somewhere else. What's better? So Mishavur, B'Shem Prima Garden Paskins, is better to daven with a minyan. However, it's just important to know that the Chubas Mishkan is Yaakov and the Ragin Gibarim both have a tzad of Mishkan Yaakov Paskins like this. Ragin Gibarim has a foul pole in it, that it is better to daven in a shul. Based on this Gemara that we mentioned, Ein Tfilasi Sh'adam Nishmas Ela B'Beis HaKnesses. A person's tefillah could only be heard in a Beis HaKnesses, and the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah both hold, it doesn't mean tzibur, it means a Beis HaKnesses. So there's a tremendous mile of dafka to davening inside a shul. Now, I'd like to share with you a little bit more about this. Rabbeinu Bechai in Kada Kamach says, Gadol koyach Beis HaKnesses to dugmas Beis HaMikdash. The koyach of a Beis HaKnesses, when someone davenes in Beis HaKnesses, he has a dugma of the Beis HaMikdash. Everybody knows the Gemara at the end of Megillah, all the way to the end of Megillah, the Gemara says it's called the Mikdash Ma'at, the Gemara learns from Pesukim. He says that Rabbeinu Bechai says the pshat is that the tefillah there is has a koyach of the Beis HaMikdash. Kadosh Baruch Hu was not moyes with the tefillah, and he says the Kadosh Baruch Hu is very, very happy, extremely happy with the tefillah, which happens in a Beis HaKnesses more than any other place. There's a chiyuv to make the Beis HaKnesses tallest building in the city, taller than your home. That's halach and Shulchan Aruch. He says, Kavach Chaimer, if someone davens in a mokim tefillah, he's b'kaim shvisi Hashem in the mamish of the highest madrega possible. And Rabbeinu Bechai in Kara Kamach also finishes and says, Chas v'shalom, Golus, like we said before from the Gemara, happens if someone doesn't go to shul. He has an opportunity to go to shul, he doesn't. Maybe it's a little bit difficult for him, he doesn't go to shul. And he is pushing away the Ashras Ashchino. And Faket, Viz Makbid, he'll be Zoicha, Tariches Yomim, like it says, Ashi Adam Shameli, Lishka, Galasesa, Yom Yom, Lishma Mazuzib Sacha, he's Makbid to come to my home. Ki Moitzei Matzachayim, Yafik Rasayim Hashem, Gizaycha Tachayim, by being Makbid on coming to Shul. The a few other very important points. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph, and this is brought also in Siman Tzadik and Sif Hei, says that one is not allowed to daven outside. The Gemara at the end of the first Brachas, Daf Lamed Aleph in Brachas, that is the end of Ein Oinim, the Gemara says, Omrav Kahano, Chatzif Alai Man De Matzli Bibiksa, Chutzpedik, I consider it chutzpedik, disrespectful, someone who davens outdoors. And Taisus asks from Yitzchak Avinu, all of a sudden Taisus says, no Yitzchak daven, it was indoors the way Yitzchak davened. Al Koponim, to daven outdoors, I saw in the Piski Tshuva he brings from the Sefer Eshkol, even if there's homes around, you think maybe it's a little bit more tzniestik, he says, no, it's absolutely usher. Again, if someone has an oinus, the Shulchan Aruch says, if there's an oinus, then it's a different story. As long as there's no oinus, it's considered a chutzpah. Someone's trying to daven, he's doing it in the form of chutzpah by davening outdoors, chas v'shalom. Even though the Gemara in Tanya speaks about a certain time, Chayis will go out to the Rechayiv to daven, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins and Siman Kuf Nun Daled that the Rechayiv absolutely does not get Kedusha. The Aruch HaShulchan, when he brings this halacha, just listen to his lashon. He says, "Hatfila hayoyser mekubeles, v'hamitzvah hayoyser hagadol hu l'ispawa beisakneses imatzibur." The best possible scenario for your tefillah to be accepted is to daven with a tzibur, but inside a shul. The shiltas Rav Beinu Achai Goin is mechadish a new source for the halacha of davening in the shul. He makes his own drasha. He says, shilta. This is Shilta Chav Beis. The Mechuyavin the Beis Yisrael, the Tzluye B'Knishta, the Miuchadah the Tzluye. Chai Yisrael, Mechuyiv Adavin, the Shul, which is set aside for Tzvila, in a building. Kedah Ashkechon B'Yakov, like before B'Yakov Avinu, the Tzoli B'Knisha, he went to the Beis HaMikdash, Hechad B'Yachtel and Slice, because it was set aside for davening. The Chsiv, Vayifga B'Mokim. Yidatka was Makar on a Mokim. So the Tziv in Hamak Shela says, why did the Shiltas, Rabbi Achai Goin, feel necessary to invent a new drasha when the Gemara already says it from other Makaris, other Pesukim? So he says, you would think in the shul, from the Gemara, you would say, yeah, I'm out of the shul because everyone's davening together, or you would say, because this, Mashi says in Brachas, because this Gemara says Makar for Abban Yamin, the Shmael Arena Velatfilo, Mok Arena, Shamte Tfilo, the same place where you're having Shiras and Shmachis, that's where you should daven, which is a shul. But what happens? If there's a place without Rina, a place just in the past, people have davened there with their miyachad as a walk in tefillah. That you wouldn't know from the Gemara. And if Rav Achai wants to bring, Yaakovina went and davened without Rina. Look in the Netziv. Because the makim itself becomes a makim kodesh, and the tefillah in this place is mekubal v'yoyser. It's accepted even more than in a regular place. So it's very, very mavur from many of the makaris, which he said, the importance of davening dafk inside a shul. And again, the lush, very strong lush of the Gemara, and many Rishonim, Ramamam, and Rabbeinu Yoin, and others, learned this Gevshutai, Ein tfilasi shal adam nishmas elevates akneses. Tfilah can only be heard over there. Again, the Lechem Mishnah, Kesem Mishnah says, if there's a tzibur, no, it's possible tfilah will be heard otherwise. But there's certainly tremendous power in the shul. The Tzalach says, the greatest mile, Tzalach and Brachas Davah, the Neidi Behuda, the greatest mile in Tfilah is with a tzibur in a Beis HaKnesses. You can't top that. In a Beis HaKnesses in the shul which was built Mamish B'Kedusha. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tzadik Sif Yutes, it's not enough to be Kaveya a shul. You also have to be Kaveya a Makkah in the shul. But you see from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch that there is a Chiv to be Kaveya a shul. It's not enough just to have some spot, some drifting spot where you're davening. You have to find and go to a shul. And on that again, Yishayon Rabbi comes with a taina, and he says, Madua basi ve'inish. Shem says, I come to shul, where are you? Oh, you're outdoors. Why? Why aren't you in shul? Because Rabbi wants to know, Yishayon Rabbi is money. Why aren't we inside shul? Again, if you have an oinus, I'm repeating this again, if you have an oinus, which holds up, Shulchan Aruch goes through a whole bunch of them, Mishabura adds even more, that's fine. Mishabura says, let's say you come very late and you're the Rav, will be a Chil Hashem. Oh, that's an example of an oinus. So if that's your situation, if the Rav is listening to the Shir right now, and you know, he knows it's halach and he doesn't need me, but if someone's in that time, Mamash will be a Chil Hashem, or other thing, maybe Sakhanis and Fashis, but otherwise, if You know, it's not a sakana sefarshis when you want to go shopping, but when it comes to shul, all of a sudden it becomes dangerous, because this is, you know, something that's not important. If Fakir, we said, the Gemara said, someone davens in shul, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon, and says, we'll have an arichas yamim. So it's a shmira, and it gives life. Like I said, also the Gemara says, from the Haftarah, Yishai, Navi says in Haftarah, I'm repeating this, I know, Mi vachem, Yirei Hashem, Shemea b'kol avdoi, Shehora chashichem ve'in regaloi. This is referring to someone who has the opportunity to go to shul, and he used to go to shul, and he stopped going to shul, because he has more convenient things. He can just roll out of bed, there's a minyan next to his house, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, why don't you come to my Beis HaKnesses? Why isn't it important you to come to my home, to spend time with me in my Beis Vad, in my place of gathering? So the Baruch Hashem should help us, that we should stay focused on spending time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody knows, Mamish. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, the most famous Ramban al Torah, Ramban says the tachlis of all of creation is we should come together and daven. No, he doesn't say that. I made that up. What does the Ramban say? We should come together in shul and daven. That's the words of the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. Tachlis of everything is to come together in a Beis HaKnesses. Those are the words of the Ramban. And say b'risach anachlu and daven together to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Ramban stresses the shul. That is the tachlis of everything. So let's get on time. Let's be mischazik, like the signs that were going around 2 weeks ago, and shul was all over Mapi Chemish, maybe other places too. We want to know why Hashem's late in building the Beis HaMikdash. Well, let's show him that we're on time for being inside the shul. The Shabbos.